Over 200 people, including 9 Irish citizens, have been detained by Israel after their navy has intercepted boats carrying aid to Gaza. According to the Global Summit Flotilla Tracker, at least 23 of 44 vessels are still sailing towards Gaza. One vessel, named McKenna, is currently inside Gaza's territorial waters. Israel's foreign ministry said several vessels have been safely stopped, that those aboard were being transferred to an Israeli port. People on board the boat say that one vessel was deliberately rammed at sea and that additional boats were hit by water cannons. The Irish detained, according to the flotilla group, are Senator Chris Andrews, Sarah Clancy, Cormac O'Daly, Tara O'Grady, Katrina Graham, Louise Heaney, Thomas McLoone, Dermot McDouglas and Colin Byrne. Here, the Taoiseach says he'll convene a meeting of senior officials this morning to discuss the evolving situation with the summit flotilla overnight. He's also due to speak with Israel's ambassador to Ireland. Caoimhe Butterley is an Irish activist on board the legal support vessel following the global summit flotilla and can speak to us now. Caoimhe Butterley, thanks for taking our call this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Where are you exactly?
So we're in the Mediterranean, about 20 nautical miles from the remaining boats of the flotilla, some of which have been intercepted since that number of 23 was shared, and also watching with bated breath as Nikeno gets closer to the shore of Gaza.
Are you close enough to be able to have seen what's happened?
No, but we were there for part of last night, but also other attacks that have taken place over the past month. So we sailed with the over 40 vessels as part of this flotilla since Barcelona. So we've been together for over a month and have maintained contact with everybody on board up until their communications were scrambled last night.
Can you see any Israeli boats?
No, not at the moment. We are actually deliberately keeping a little bit of distance just because this boat is intended as a legal support boat. We have on board human rights solicitors and people who are trying to monitor the situation as it happens. And also there is a second wave of boats that will leave in the coming days that we will also accompany as close to Gaza as possible.
Are you in any contact with the Israeli officials or with the Navy?
No. So the only contact that we had as a collective, all of the boats that have participated in this flotilla, was via radio contact just before the interception of some of the boats. There have been a number of vessels also holding back in international waters at 150 nautical miles from Gaza, including the naval vessels from Italy, Spain and Turkey, and also an emergency life support boat, which is on hand for any medical emergencies.
The Taoiseach says that the overriding concern remains the welfare of those on board, including Irish citizens. Our latest understanding is that passengers will be transferred to an Israeli port for processing and that Ireland's embassy on the ground will liaise with local authorities and provide consular assistance. You've been through this before, so the people who've been detained, do you know where they are now and what's going to happen to them?
So we still don't have clarity with some of the boats, if they remain on board or if they've been transferred to what the Israeli government called outfitted prison ship. There are over 500 participants in this mission, so it's a large number. So we're expecting processing to take potentially quite a while. But what normally happens, and I don't mean to normalize this in the sense that any interception at sea of civilians carrying humanitarian aid to a besieged Gaza in itself is a violation of international humanitarian law. But what normally happens in this process is that people will be taken to Ashdod port. They will be met, we're being told, by the police force, who will determine whether they are then arrested or if people will accept a so-called voluntary deportation order. And at that point, the legal teams that have been set up on the ground, including lawyers from Adela, which is a Palestinian-Israeli human rights legal firm, will be on hand to represent them.
We were talking to Adam Parsons from Sky News earlier too. He said that all those on board the flotilla fully expected what's happening to be blocked by Israel, detained and deported. Is he right?
Yes and no. In all of the scenarios that were outlined for all of the participants, interception, arrest and deportation was certainly one of them. But there was also hope. I've really witnessed this over the last month, you know, this gathering in a way of, you know, ordinary and also quite extraordinary people, you know, people from all walks of life. One of the captains is a mother of six children. One of the court captains, who is one of the last boats it looks like will be intercepted, is a grandfather of six. And he said that he couldn't look at one more image of a massacred child from Gaza without taking action. So it's not your sort of typical grouping of people who would put their lives at risk to try and fulfill what we see as acting in the place of governments and in the place of global political institutions, which so far have not managed to safeguard the rights or the lives of Palestinians in Gaza.
Caoimhe Butterley in the Mediterranean Sea, thank you for speaking with us. 20 past 8.